Coming up on All Access.
Welcome to Orchard Park, New York, as the Pats reach the midpoint of the 2016 campaign.
Gotta be physical, smart, 60 minutes, stick together, play it. It's off.
Let's go.
Brady steps up, throws down the right side for Gronk, makes the catch, Gronk to the 10, Gronk to the record book.
Hey, you see the move?
Yes.
I want to get it.
Damn,
it's sick. I just want to say, though, I can never do it without you guys, man.
Throws it left flat for Grimes, drilled by Jamie Collins. He decks him at the line of scrimmage.
Just have to evaluate the situation and, you know, try to do what's best for the team. And, you know, those decisions are always tough, but, you know, you have to make them.
George Gronkowski makes the grab up seat. Stiff arms the defender in the 25. On the right free at the 20. Right to the 15, 10. Angling right to the 5. Gronkowski dives to the goal line.
We have great admiration and respect for Rob's game in every area.
I am a very optimistic, positive person, and I always take, you know, the positives out of everything. So when you learn something, to me, even though it may have been a challenging time, when you learn, it becomes a positive.
A 7-1 start has New England in excellent position at the halfway point, but changes are coming for the second half of the season. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. The Patriots' strong start is overshadowed this week by the surprising trade of linebacker Jamie Collins. How New England compensates for his loss will be a critical storyline over the second half of the season. We'll discuss the deal. But with the Patriots on their bye, we begin our show with a look back at the sights and sounds of their win over Buffalo.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Orchard Park, New York, as the Pats reach the midpoint of the 2016 campaign.
It's our division, we in our house, let's go get it.
Gotta be physical, smart, 60 minutes, stick together, play your asses off.
If you love me, you know it. And you really want to show it. Yeah. If you love me, you know it. Yeah. 4, 2, 3.
Uh-huh. That's gotta mean something. Play for 5 tonight, fellas. We're in New York to get a win.
It is a rematch. Back in week 4, the Bills shut out the Patriots. New England's first shutout defeat in the history of Gillette Stadium.
So 4 Patriots and the one run by Gillislee fall on the turf due to the wet turf.
That's a 28-yard run by Gillislee playing with a bad foot. Now on a 3rd and goal to go from the 6. Taylor pulls up, throws to the end zone, incomplete.
Bend but don't break, baby. We'll take that all day long.
Perfect timing right there. Great job, big you spot, you're going to get it.
They're reading the coverage. They're adjusting the formation on the fly.
Tom steps up. He runs to the right. He throws it to an open Amendola, tumbling over in the corner of the end zone.
It's just a phenomenal opening drive, and give Tom Brady credit for orchestrating the entire thing.
There you go. There you go, bud. There you go.
Throws a high lob for Hogan. Runs under it at the 10. Has the catch. In stride.
53-yard strike. Tom Brady is unstoppable.
Yeah, baby. Let's go! It's the fucking time on TV.
Way to go, Hub!
The give to Gillislee. Runs up the middle. Buffalo's back on the board.
Got a ball game, folks.
Go, boys. Got to go answer.
Brady steps up, throws down the right side for Gronk, makes the catch, Gronk to the 10, Gronk to the record book. Touchdown 69 for Ryan Gronkowski.
You see the move?
Yes.
I want to get it.
Damn, it's thick. Look, nothing's ever as bad as it seems, okay? You know what? It's maybe not as good as it seems at the time. You just go back to work and bring your lunch pail and kick the out of them. That's what we got to do, okay? Every down, every down. Don't give in to it.
Tipped off the hip to 45-50. Amendola breaks another tackle.
That's the way you come out and start a second half.
That's free right for Julian Edelman. Plunges toward the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Patriots.
I just don't think Tom Brady can play any better than he has been playing. Good luck trying to tap a Buzz Lightyear.
Give to Blunt. A leap over the top. Yeah. Career high ninth rushing touchdown for LeGarrette Blunt.
Good game, big guy.
Oh, so strong.
Good job today. That's the way to take care of business. All right. Good work.
Robert, congratulations on your record, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
I just want to say, though, I could never do it without you guys, man. You guys push me a lot. You guys helped me out to get to where I am. Appreciate it.
Well, it's certainly good to see the sights and sounds of their win over Buffalo. Time now for our panel discussion, and I want to bring in Andy Hart, Paul Perillo off today, and, of course, Mike Reese. But one guy missing from that sights and sounds, Jamie Collins, shipped to Cleveland. Surprise you, Andy?
Shocker. You know, I think Malcolm Butler put it best. It's a shocker. I don't think anyone saw this coming. In the offseason, we talked about Chandler Jones could be traded.
Yep.
But I don't think anyone said, okay, once you started the year with these guys, you were going to finish the year for a defense that I think we all agreed needs to be better. And for you to say, okay, well, we're going to take one of the more versatile athletic players and remove him from that defense and only get what's essentially a fourth-round pick back, I think shocker is the word.
Put it in the category of releasing Lawyer Malloy, 2003, trading Deion Branch in 2006.
Lawyer Malloy was cut.
He was cut, yeah. Richard Seymour traded to Oakland in 2009. Logan Mankins, 2014. Chandler Jones this offseason. Jamie Collins. So I put it in that category in terms of the wow-type move by Bill Belichick.
All right, but we got the wow. How about the why?
Perfect.
Well, the why, I think you look at, does it make sense? Does it add up? And it doesn't feel like it does. So when I see something like that as an analyst, don't you say, we don't know everything? And mm-hmm. We know that. We know the coaches, Bill Belichick, Nick Caserio, have more information than we do. But I don't really buy the freelancing. He was freelancing too much. Or he's not as good a player. He's a two-down player. He can't play the run anymore. Because I watched that Houston game. He was all over the field, and that was barely a month ago. So for some reason, you couldn't get that player on the field more regularly to come to fruition for your defense. So I think there has to be more to it. Contract-wise, off-the-field-wise, team chemistry-wise.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. Andy mentions the performance. Inconsistent. We know how much consistency matters to the Patriots. The contract was looming. We know there were some very baseline discussions, and they were far apart. So maybe projecting ahead, realizing that this wasn't going to head in the direction they wanted. And, Steve, I'd sum it up this way. You know, Bill Belichick often says when you get a player, you get everything that comes with him. Mm-hmm. That means on the field and off the field. You come into this building, and Bill Belichick has a hard-driving culture. There's a certain expectation that everyone has to meet, and everyone has to be pulling in the same direction. To me, this is an indication that they felt one player wasn't.
Off to Cleveland, though.
That's tough.
It is.
Penthouse, outhouse.
Outhouse. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. We'll have you on a little later on in the show. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Bill Belichick gives us his perspective on the Patriots' first half of the season.
Yeah, well, we're in good position at the halfway point here. I think the key for us is to be able to improve.
And later, we sit down with quarterback Tom Brady.
It's good to be a Patriot, and it's good to be a Patriot fan, you know, because I think there's a lot of people that are working hard to, you know, go out there every week and win those games.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Patriots fans were certainly surprised to learn that starting linebacker Jamie Collins was exiled to Cleveland for a conditional draft pick. For the team's reaction, here's Dan Roach.
It's another stellar performance by Tom Brady. The Patriots head to the bye.
They left Buffalo Sunday with a solid 7-1 record and ready for some downtime as they hit their bye week.
Yes! Intercepted by Jamie Collins. Right side 50. And Collins is gang tackled at the Texan 43.
However, the bye week hit them. In a shocking move, the Pats shipped Pro Bowl linebacker Jamie Collins to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a 2017 conditional draft pick.
Yeah, we felt like it was best for the team. Yeah, that's really it.
Coach Belichick makes very difficult decisions about this football team every single day. We care a lot about trying to make sure that we're always trying to do things that'll help the team in any way possible.
It'll take a group effort. You know, it won't just be one guy like we said before. It'll be, you know, a few different guys. We're gonna have to rely on some of the leaders on our team, like Hightower, McCourty, Chung, to kind of help the transition.
As for the players, it was tough to see a teammate go.
Just was shocked. That's all. Just shocked.
I speak for most of the players. We wouldn't want to be in Bill's shoes, having to make tough decisions like that. And our job is to be ready to go out there and win a football game. So, you know, there's an emotional part of seeing a guy go, but, you know, we're also here to do a job. And I think we understand that in the locker room.
After practicing this week, the players will have the weekend off, as they'll have time to let the reality of the trade sink in, time to rest their bodies, and time to reflect on the first half while looking ahead to the second.
And it has to be better. We know that. We have to make more plays. I have to make more plays. Just have to continue to really focus on what you can control, and that's how you play moving forward.
The Patriots hit the midway mark of their season at 7-1. One more win, and they'll join San Francisco and Dallas as the only three franchises since the 1970 merger to have 15 consecutive winning seasons. Pretty good stuff. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach here on the buy-in. Coach, before we talk about the buy-in, what you got in store for your team this week, congratulations on the Buffalo win. We sat here last week talking about potentially getting some separation in division. Is that a good start for you guys?
Yes, absolutely. It was always good to go and win a division game on the road. Those are tough. And I thought our team played well in Buffalo. We got good contributions from all three phases of the team, and played hard, scored some points, and again got some plays in the kicking game, and you know, got a couple of fourth down stops on defense, so some red area plays. So I thought there was some improvement in the team as we move forward here.
Speaking of the kicking game, textbook situational football. Before the half, they get the miss. You guys do a phenomenal job moving the ball down, Tom, with the clock management. And you get a perfect opportunity for Steve in those conditions, especially up there in Buffalo, not knowing how that wind's blowing, hit the 51-yarder. How big was that turn of events right there before the half?
Yeah.
With you guys deferring also.
Yeah, that was a big swing. Buffalo missed a three-point opportunity. We made our three-point opportunity into the wind. Then Danny gave us the kickoff return, and then we scored to start the second half. So a minute and 27 seconds, 10-point swing, really 13 because of the Buffalo's missed field goal on the other end, which gave us good field position. And gave us a chance there. So that was a huge swing, and it was great to be able to take advantage of that opportunity.
See, a lot of times post-game you call the team up, 3 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins. Here you are, 7 wins, and you've often said 7 wins won't get you much in this league, but it's a pretty good situation you guys are in.
Yeah, well, we're in good position at the halfway point here. I think the key for us is to be able to improve and, iron out some things that, will help us moving forward. In the second half of the season, I think there are a lot of things that we can do better. And so hopefully we can make some progress on those and obviously maintain our strengths, the things that we're doing well. We need to continue to do those. But in the areas that we can improve in, this is a good week to look at some of those, capitalize on this time, and be better going forward.
Not the first time you've made a move with your club, whether it's during the season. I'm talking specifically about Jamie Collins, whether it was preseason, heading into the season, or at the trade deadline. But with those moves, what kind of reaction have you seen from your team or after those moves? Is there a heightened sense of focus, when the team returns and when you make that type of impact?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully there's always a good focus. But in any case, I think it just have to evaluate the situation and, try to do what's best for the team. And, just those decisions are always tough.
Sure.
But, you have to make them.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show, but more Patriots All Access for FBS.
Congratulations to Silver Lake High School coach Chris DiGiacomo, who is this week's Patriots High School Coach of the Week. The Lakers won the Division 2A South Sectional Quarterfinal for their first playoff victory in 36 years and improved their record to 7-1. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. Keep up. Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Silver Lake football program in the name of head coach Chris DiGiacomo. Congratulations.
1, 2, 3, family!
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach returns and we continue our conversation. No choice about when you play the bye, but it does fall at the perfect time, right? Kind of, you know, 8th, 9th week. And I remember when the schedule would always come out as players. I don't know if you do that. Coach's first thing you're looking for is where the heck is that bye week?
Yeah, I think this is a good spot. You know, we've been at it for really 13 straight weeks going back to training camp, 12 games, 13 weeks. You know, we're up around 60 practices. And, you know, it's a lot of football really to go straight through on. You know, we played guys in the preseason, even in the 4th preseason game. So there was really has been no break in the action for, you know, for the players. So it's they certainly earned the time off. Hopefully we can come back, with a little bit of a, you know, refreshed attitude, and not lose, you know, the momentum that we have. It's certainly a lot better than last year where we had the bye week, the 3rd week. And then, you know, I had to play, you know, 13 straight after that.
Right.
You know, and I think that, you know, This is you know, a better setup than that is.
All right, good answer right there. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Ron in North Attleboro. Let's talk about the corner spot opposite Malcolm Butler. Taking a look at Eric Rowe, Coleman's been in there, and there's been some movement there. Is it just you're taking specific looks at certain guys, trying to figure some things out in the secondary?
Well, I think each week we have a little bit of a different situation. The team that we play, their individual receivers, and also the scheme that they run and what our game plan is. So. You know, we feel like we have pretty good depth at that position, and we have some other positions on the team that's also true. And, based on the game plan, based on our opponent, you know, we try to do what we feel like is best for that team. It's not always the same thing we did the week before. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, but, you know, in the end, we just have to try to put together and, you know, defend the best way we can. That individual opponent that week. So that's how we look at it.
All right. If you want to ask the coach a question like Ron did, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. No opponent this week. Take a look at some big plays maybe in the Belustrator.
Yeah, sure. We got the plays of the week.
All right, coach, good stuff. Take a look at the Belustrator when we return. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Gronkowski. His first career touchdown.
Relive all of Rob Gronkowski's record-setting touchdowns. But first, a conversation with Tom Brady.
It's challenging, you know, when you lose players that you've, you know, had relationships with and that you, you know, develop a special close bond with.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEAT or visit aceticket.com.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Earlier this week, 6 families were treated to an extra special visit to Gillette Stadium.
Where are you from in Jersey?
Jersey.
With all the family. How are you guys?
Make-A-Wish children had their wishes granted when they visited the home of the Patriots and quarterback Tom Brady.
Hey, Brady.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Tom.
Can I throw you guys some passes or something?
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Boy,
wow. You go. You
know, we only open this up on game day for a very special people. Almost as good as meeting Brady. Almost.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Special moments right there for some great kids. And the guy that made their day sits with me now, quarterback Tom Brady. We do this each and every bye week. This is becoming an annual thing. 7-1 at the bye. How do you like your team?
It's a good place to be. You know, it's I wish we were 8-0. But 7-1 at this point is puts you in decent position. But coach always says 7 wins won't get you anything in this league. And he's right. So we got a big second half coming up. Hopefully guys could use this week as a kind of way to recalibrate where we're at, what we need to do better, understand the things that we've done well, and then try to, you know, use those improvements going forward.
First thing I do, or used to do, way back in the day, was check the schedule. Where's that bye fall? Falls perfectly for you guys, but you probably want to still continue to play, right?
It's
probably perfect for the team.
I know.
But you want to keep going.
Yeah, because, you know, my body's just feeling like it's football season now. So just kind of getting into the groove of things, getting used to the schedule, and you know, being back. But, yeah, obviously the guys who have been playing the entire year and practicing the entire year, the coaches, it gives everybody a chance, like I said, to understand where we're at, do some self-scout, give your body the, you know, Sunday off, and then, you know, it's a long stretch from here on out.
You've had a couple Sundays off, and it's well documented how much you love the game of football. Being away from the game and to what you've done to this point, coming back and running off 4 in a row, does it make you love the game even more?
Absolutely. You know, I think everything puts, you know, life has a way of putting a lot of things in perspective. And, you know, whatever you deal with, I am a very optimistic, positive person. And I always take, you know, the positives out of everything. So when you learn something, to me, even though it may have been a challenging time, when you learn, it becomes a positive. And to watch my teammates go perform the way they did and to see our coaches, the way they fought. I mean, I have said to a lot of people, you know, it's good to be a Patriot and it's good to be a Patriot fan. You know, because I think there's a lot of people that are working hard to, you know, go out there every week and win those games. So it's good to be a part of it.
All right, that positivity, it obviously works for you. You're the longest tenured guy on the team. You've seen guys come and go. Got to ask you real quick about Jamie Collins, the impact that it has in the locker room. You've seen it with Seymour, Lauren Malloy, Dion over the years. How do you guys get past that?
It's challenging, you know, when you lose players that you've had relationships with and that you develop a special close bond with. And there's a lot of those guys, you know, they become your friends and they're our friends forever. I mean, Richard Seymour, I love Richard. You know, when I see him, it's like we haven't missed a day. Lawyers the same way. And it's just part of, you know, this NFL, as you know, when you're a part of it for a long time, you see so many things and you become a little bit immune to all the transitions or changes and it's whether it takes place in the spring or the summer or the fall. It's always tough, but, you know, you got to figure out how to process it so you can, you know, continue to move on and do what they ask and they pay me to do, which is do my job. So that's what I try to do.
I'm going to talk to you about your tight ends. I've talked to you on record about Gronkowski. You said he's like the smartest guy you ever played with. You never have to tell him something a second time. They've added another guy to go with them in Martellus Bennett. How much fun are you having with these two guys?
It's been great. I mean, they've just been awesome to work with, awesome to play with.
It's like romper room?
If you were the tight end coach, I mean, you would understand what you're dealing with. It is, I know. So they got obviously a great dynamic between the two of them. But I think, you know, both of them together, one of them, you know, if you had one on the team, you'd be happy. To have both is, you know, incredible for a team, for offense, for a quarterback, because they're both so dynamic. You know, they're 280 pounds, 270 pounds, 6'6", 6'7", great hands. You know, they can run, they're quick, they block. They never make any excuses, and they show up to work every day, and they want to do the best they can do. So what more can you ask of that?
All right, I got to ask you about camp. If you came to camp and you stayed late, you would see you down in the far corner with one of the strength coaches, and you got the bands. It looks like a dog leash. I'm not asking how much time you have left and all that, but you figured ways to sort of advance the way you play the game. I'm talking 3rd and 7, 3rd and 10. Back in the day, 3rd and 11, you're handing it off. It's a draw, it's a screen, and you punt it away. You're moving up in the pocket. You're sliding. How much has that type of stuff helped you just to advance things this stage of your career?
It's been so important, and I think it's, you know, your game always changes and evolves, and as you learn more and you learn things that work and don't work, you always try to incorporate those things. And when I was in high school, I mean, I was the slowest guy on the team. When I went to college, I was the slowest guy on the team. You know, when I showed up here, I was the slowest guy on the team. And, you know, those are things you have to work at. So it's still maybe not my strong suit, but it's better than it used to be. And I think understand the unique ways to work on those things and to kind of add that element to your game I think is very important. So, you know, we made a 3rd and 7 last week. You know, I think those are important. Those are, I think, demoralizing to the teams we play against because they're not thinking about me running. And if I can make one or two of those plays, it helps our offense.
All right, I'm looking forward to the rest of the 8 games and hopefully a couple more after that.
Thanks, though.
Good luck the rest of the week.
Appreciate it.
On Sunday, Rob Gronkowski caught his 69th career touchdown pass to surpass Patriots Hall of Famer Stanley Morgan for the franchise record. For your viewing pleasure, here's all 69. 7 seasons worth of touchdowns in one tidy package.
Awesome that he's been able to do what he's done here on the football field.
Fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Time to throw toward the end zone. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. All the way down and into the end zone. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
It's hard to break any kind of record around this place.
And he is in to the end zone. Touchdown. Shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski, touchdown.
It's really happy for him and for him to continue, you know, being very successful.
Panthers on the tackle, but he reaches across the goal line for a Patriots touchdown. Rock at the 5, out of a tackle, into the end zone, on his feet for the touchdown for the Patriots. George Gronkowski makes the grab left seat. Stiff arms the defender at the 25. Slip free at the 20. Going to the 15-10. Angling right to the 5. Gronkowski dives to the goal line. His 3rd touchdown for the Patriots. To the 10. To the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
I think we have great admiration and respect for Rob's game in every area.
Was wide open, made the grab out of a tackle. Tight roping down the sideline. Block is open at the 15, angling left to the 10. He runs away from a defender. He runs to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Fires down the middle. Bert Gronkowski makes the grab at the 45. Go spinning boy. Away from defenders. He's gone to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone.
Got a once-in-a-generation talent.
Down the right side for Gronk. Makes the catch to the 20. Gronk to the 10. Gronk to the record book. Touchdown 69 for Rob Gronkowski.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bell Strader. No opponent this week, Coach. So let's take a look at some of the great plays from the Buffalo game.
Okay. Well, one thing that has helped us the last couple weeks has been our red area defense. And third down here with
against the Bills, they're in a kind of overloaded formation where they protect on the backside and, you know, run the three-man route here with Woods and trying to get the back into the end zone. And nice job here of kind of matching the route. You know, we've got these three receivers covered. Then when Taylor gets out of the pocket, we have a kind of a zone player here in Hightower and Chris to come off and keep vision on the quarterback, come in, you know, force a throw and get a third down stop there. So some good red area play this week and last week against Pittsburgh really helped us in those games.
And Chris has done a nice job, too, kind of middling some things for you guys, whether it's read option, you know, stuff out in the flat. Nice stuff right there.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, this is a big boys touchdown.
Yeah, right? This is, good, obviously good read by Tom. He recognizes that there's no deep player in the field. They're kind of matched up here on our five receivers, and they end up dropping out a couple linebackers here underneath in coverage. But, I mean, the main point is that there's nobody back here deep, so.
Looks like quarters right now then.
Yeah, so, really just blitz coverage. Yeah. And then it looks like they're going to come, but they end up pulling out and, you know, getting some underneath help for our crossing routes that we run on this formation. But in the end, the matchup here is Rob on Roby. And, you know, Rob does a good job here of, you know, kind of muscling his way, getting inside. Does a nice job there at the top of the route. And
the pocket too, man. Nice job sliding up in the pocket.
Yep, real good job here protecting inside out. Giving Tom an opportunity to step up and, once Rob bodies up Roby here and gets inside of him, Tom makes a throw and, that's it. So, really a well-executed play, just, you know, seeing the situation, recognizing the coverage and, being able to take advantage of it.
It's pretty amazing. That guy's accrued so many touchdowns he's passed Stanley Morgan.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, it really is unbelievable.
Long way to go, too.
So, start of the third quarter, this is really a big play for us in terms of, as we talked about earlier, building on the field goal we got at the start of at the end of the second quarter. The play really starts here with two double team blocks. So we double team the four and the three. And so there are the two double teams right there. We're going to end up picking out here and really the key block on this play is Brandon King, sealing the five. But here are our double team blocks. If we just focus on these for a minute, you can see the amount of movement that we're getting. So this double team block ends up over here, that double team block, there. And there's a lot of space created there for Danny to come up and hit that crease. But again, one of the big blocks here is Brandon King here on the five. So we pin the five in, we kick out the one and the two. There's the double team blocks on the three and the four. And so, there's our seam right there.
A guy like King too, you get so many special team roles. You don't really talk about the guy sometimes in the defensive scheme of it, but here he is making big plays.
Yeah.
Every week.
Right. You need that on big returns. You need a key block. You need a single block or an extra effort block, maybe a second block on the return. Danny does a great job here of finishing the run. We'll kind of watch the play from the end zone, and you can see this one's set up. So Danny's going to catch the ball here. We're going to double team block from Nate Ebner and Brandon Bolden here on the four, and then Shane McClellan's going to come in here with Gino Grissom and double team the three right there. So there's the start of the double team block. Again, there's King's block on the five. And then we're two for two here on the wedge with Devlin and Matt Slater taking out the two outside guys.
So right there, I would have ran out of bounds. It's amazing. He still finds that crease to the back.
So it's a good play here by Devlin. And when Blanton runs around the block, that gives Amendola enough chance to split it there. But again, when you watch these double team blocks get finished, as they do right here, you can see even more space created here. Gino and Shea, blocking this guy 20 yards downfield. Danny making a, nice move here on the kicker. Runs through Meeks' tackle there. Gets by Roby. 73-yard return. Great run.
Great way to start the half.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, of course, the big thing then is taking advantage of that field position. And so after a first down play, then we, quickly went to the line and kind of ran a little bit of a no-huddle mode here. And looks like that got Buffalo a little bit out of position. They're playing man-to-man coverage here. So they're here, and it looks like Gilmore doesn't come over to cover Edelman. There's really nobody for him to cover on the backside. So Graham tries to recognize it and come over late, but just a little bit too far to go. Great block here by Danny after the kickoff return. He makes the play really to give Julian some space. And wow. Julian, this is a good run where he just accelerates through there, gets his pads down, gives a great effort to get into the end zone. So real good, play calling by Josh, being able to
you know, get to this play quickly. Looks like Buffalo's a little slow to react. Quick fake here to Blunt. Get the ball out there to Julian in space, and he does the rest.
That's it. Accurate throw, too. Guy moving away from you up the field. Think that's an easy throw.
Yeah, so you don't want to slow him down. Right. You want to keep his momentum going forward. So right. Really well. But
cool. Bye week. So get some well-deserved rest, Coach.
Right.
We'll see you next
good.
Week.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's the Belstrader. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Back now with our panel discussion with Andy Hart and Mike Reese. And Collins, we all know, is gone. Already shipped to Cleveland. Where do the Patriots go from here to make their defense better?
Well, I think
can they make their defense better?
Certainly. Certainly this is a team that improves generally over the second half of the season, correct? They've only had a worse record twice in the last 15 years in the second half of the season. They improved. Now, one of those was last year, so that's interesting. But Alandon Roberts is a guy that everybody is fixated on, and he has been a nice surprise as a young player. But when you have to step up, when you go from rotational or bit player, role player, fill-in player to being leaned upon, I think that's a concern, something that needs watching. And then also the health of Dont'a Hightower. This is a guy that misses games, and generally you had Jamie Collins to lean on. If he misses games, is your depth an issue?
We can't say Collins, because Collins has left, we can't say the defense is better right now. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, Steve, it's complicated is how I would answer that, because here's the deal. If Jamie Collins was playing the way he did against the Houston Texans in week 3 consistently, no way they're better. But he wasn't, Steve, and the defense was not playing great. I remember right after that game, Sunday in Buffalo, and it's important to me that it happened right after the game, and I'm not reacting to this result. I said, this defense is showing vulnerability. And so even though he was here, he wasn't playing as well. So it's possible that they could be better without Jamie Collins, that this is a case, stunningly so, of addition by subtraction.
You say stunningly, and rightfully so, but message sent?
I think so, and I think that's where the bye week comes into play. And we mentioned Lawyer Malloy earlier. You had to go right out and play a game. Now, he was on the other side of the ball, so the emotions that week were crazy. But you have a week to get away with your family, go to the beach, do whatever you do during the bye, and come back and sort of, okay, move on. It's back to football. Jamie Collins is gone. We have a job to do. We have 8 games to go where we want to go. And I think you also have to look at the defense. It's not in a vacuum whether you say they're good or they're bad. It's who do they play? Are they good enough? And right now, I mean, you look at points, and I know points isn't the be-all, end-all. They're a top-5 scoring defense. And who do you think can take advantage of your weakness? And I don't know that there are a lot of teams that can do that.
Message sent in multiple ways, the way I see it. The first message to the players, no matter how talented you are, and let's call it like it is. I think 50% of that locker room, if not more, would say we just had our most athletically gifted defender
shipped out
leave
here.
Out of so no matter how talented you are, if we're not all together in this and we feel like we're not all pulling together, you could end up in Cleveland or somewhere else. So I think that's the first message.
Right.
And I think that's, I mean, Logan Mankins, it's the same thing.
Right.
I mean, it's not the same thing, but it's similar in that sense. So that's the first one. The second message I want to point out to, Steve, is to not just the players, but the defensive coaches. It's like, you know, let's get this thing going here a little bit. I'm not happy. I'm Bill Belichick, and we need to play better defense.
7-1. Best record in the NFL right now. Do they have what it takes to go all the way?
Yeah, I think so. And I would get back to what I just said. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. You look at the teams they would have to beat. Who are the elite teams? There aren't a ton of elite teams.
No.
There's an elite defense in Denver that you may have to go through. But the way you've set yourself up, and Tom Brady always says that, we've put ourselves in a good position with only one loss. You're probably looking, if you can take care of business, of the playoffs coming through Foxborough. We know how important that is, especially against a Denver team. So I certainly think you're going to lean on your offense, right? Your stars are now very clear. It's Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady. They're putting up points, and you're going to need them to put up points.
It's so amazing that, you know, we look at it and we're talking about this issue, you know, Jamie Collins out, and it almost seems like, well, we forget this is still the best team in the league, and this is part of what's so fascinating about covering this team and Bill Belichick, because they are the Super Bowl team, but he wants even more, Steve. He's like, you know what, I sense this could be trouble down the road, so let's get out ahead of it. So the answer to it is yes, I think the process in which they're going about it just is fascinating.
All right, guys. Great job as usual. 7-1, bye week.
Right.
Perfect timing. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Andy Hart, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.